prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It is Wednesday, which means during the first half hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, to perform another Science for Humans episode. Today, we're actually answering questions about creatine that are coming from Ben in Ohio. If you want to submit a question for Science for Humans, on the front page of superhumanradio.com, down at the bottom right-hand side, you can see a banner ad that says, Ask the Scientist. If you go there, you can submit a question directly to Dr. Jeff. And while you're there, don't forget to ask for your free sample of carbolin because I love that carbohydrate product. Crealkalin, the only buffered, patented creatine monohydrate supplement in the world. And don't forget to include your mailing address or it won't arrive and you'll wonder why.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. Jeff?
I'm doing good, Carl. How about you this
wonderful,
morning?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I got to tell you, nothing has had the legs in the supplement industry like creatine. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Just when you think you've heard it all about creatine, some study is published now. I think I sent you the link to it yesterday, showing that postmenopausal women benefit from creatine supplementation because it increases bone mineral uptake.
Yeah, that was a very interesting study. And, you know, I mean, the longer creatine is on the market, I mean, the more medical benefits we are finding. And, you know, keep in mind, when we say creatine, we mean creatine monohydrate, the king.
Yes. And so yesterday at the end of the show, I mentioned that study. And just whimsically, I said, creatine is king. And crealkalin is the king of creatines. Wasn't that cool?
That was cool. And actually, today I was thinking that, you know, crealkalin will be the emperor of the creatine monohydrates. But that's perfect because, you know, there are so many different types of creatines out there. And none of them have any research behind them. They come and go. So, you know, when we say creatine, you know, creatine monohydrate is the gold standard. And, you know, your questions that have been coming in are great. And I wanted to mention that if I use your question on the show, that means it's a really good one. I'm going to send you a gift card for $100 worth of free supplements.
Wow. So, can I submit questions too, Dr. Jeff?
You got a good one, man, I'll give you $100, Carl. You know, I think sometimes people are just, you know, they're nervous and about sending things. So I thought, you know, this way it kind of encourages them. Because there's no such question as a bad question unless you do not ask it.
And I tell you something that I learned in radio from Clear Channel, but chances are if you have a question, there's over 1,000 people in the audience that have the same question. So by you submitting it, you help them get their answers as well. So this question came from Ben in Ohio.
So this is an interesting question, Ben. It's kind of a two-part question. So the first part is, you know, why are there so many creatine products that have multiple sources of creatine? I mean, that's a great question. And the answer is, yeah, why? You know, if your creatine is so great, why do you need to mix it with creatine monohydrate or some other form?
Well, I think I know the answer, too.
Yeah, go ahead. You know what the answer
okay,
is.
Okay, this is something that the supplement industry thrives on. So, If you're confused about which creatine works best and I mix all three of them into my blend, I got a better shot of grabbing you as a client. Even though only one of them works great and the other two are questionable, you'll still buy my kitchen sink brand because you think you're covering all your bases.
And if you have three, then I'm going to come out with five and now mine is better than yours because I got five forms.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's kind of the bad thing I think about the supplement industry is, you know, marketing comes into play, especially when we're dealing with creatine. You know, again, look at what is the most researched, studied, safest product. It is creatine monohydrate. you know, all these other forms of creatine, you know, have just kind of snuck onto the market in the last, you know, few years. And guess what? They're all made in China.
Can I tell a personal story real quick?
You sure can.
My mom, got creatine. In 2005, my mother suffered a stroke. In and around that time, a study had been published showing that creatine monohydrate helped resolve stroke faster in elderly individuals. I carried that study into her neurologist. She was unable to talk. And he looked at me and he said, yeah, that's fine as long as you use the creatine that was in the study. Well, it was creatine monohydrate. It wasn't creatine ethyl ester. It wasn't, you know, conjugated creatine nanoparticles. It was creatine monohydrate. And so I gave my mother the creatine monohydrate in the small doses that were recommended in the study. They weren't doing loading. It wasn't 5 grams a day. And her doctor said, I started giving it to her the day after her stroke. The doctor said that he had never seen anybody come back from a stroke so completely. She didn't, her memory was intact. Her speech was intact. Everything. I attribute it to the creatine monohydrate.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we've talked about this before, but you know, creatine is one of those things that your body has to have. You don't have creatine, you cease to exist. It's one of the very few things that your body actually produces because it needs it. You know, vitamins and minerals, although they're essential, you know, you can get those from food sources, you know, and you can live without them for a period of time, but not without creatine. So there's a lot of ailments that I think that, you know, people's bodies maybe are just not producing enough creatine, or, you know, possibly their food sources aren't, you know, correct. They aren't getting enough protein. And by supplementing with creatine, we're seeing all these different types of ailments. People are having benefits to it. Pretty exciting stuff, you know.
And then Ben wants to know, I guess another part of his question was, why use crealkaline over these other types of creatines?
Well, I think, you know, like we said, you know, I want to stress that creatine monohydrate is the only form of creatine that is backed by science. You know, some of the forms like HCl, their claim to fame is that it goes into solution better than creatine monohydrate. Who cares? I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with absorption.
Right.
You know? Great that it mixes in a glass, but who's going to put 50 grams of creatine in a glass, you know, at 1.5 grams or 3 grams? All forms are soluble. And, of course, you know, as we talked about, crealkaline is buffered creatine monohydrate. We just fixed the flaw. But the question, you know, that Ben kind of alludes to then is, okay, we've kind of established that, you know, this is why people mix things. It's more marketing. But people are confused on, you know, multiple products like pre-workouts. I hear so many people say, yeah, I use a creatine, and they'll mention a pre-workout product. You know,
right.
That is not a creatine product. That's, you know, that's designed for pre-workout. And yes, there is a reason why you would have multiple ingredients, you know, in a formula, but you're not going to get the benefits of creatine. I mean, it's just not going to be absorbed as effectively. So again, you know, we want to talk about these kind of multiple formulas not being creatine products. So if you want the benefits of creatine, you know, don't use a pre-workout and think that you're getting your creatine in.
What about those out there who claim that there was some early research done on the phosphate form of creatine? Because doesn't creatine have to donate a phosphate in order to feed the ATP cycle? So there are people out there who are using creatine phosphates, right?
You know, they really weren't. Yes, you're correct. You know, inside the body, your body has to add that phosphate, but your digestive tract cannot absorb that form. That's why monohydrate is the most absorbable form. The other thing is to produce creatine phosphate, it is thousands of dollars a kilo. So the people that claim to have it, I don't believe they had it. You know, I see so many different forms of creatine, you know, that come in from China that are supposed to be like creatine HCl and are nothing more than creatine monohydrate with citric acid mixed in.
Oh.
So a lot of scamming going on there, Carl.
And people don't know, because creatine is a commodity item, first of all. And like you said, it finds its way into all sorts of blends, pre-workouts, post-workouts. They'll always throw in a little creatine in there. And quite often, the amount of creatine is negligible, and or the form that they throw in there really isn't proven to be effective. So Is that a good argument that you should just continue to buy a creatine monohydrate product like Crealkaline and then worry about your pre-workouts and post-workouts separately?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, the biggest default to people getting results from their creatine is, you know, there's too much marketing, you know, loading, don't use it on off days, only use it on certain days. You know, remember that your body needs creatine every day, and you can utilize about 1.5 grams every 3 hours or so. So consistency. I always tell people, take it first thing in the morning. Don't try to worry about the best time of day, because what happens is, okay, I'm going to take it at noon. Oh, I forgot. Oh, I'm going to take it before my workout. I forgot to bring it. So you end up missing. You want to use it every single day because it's about building up those creatine stores that is going to make it available. You know, when you miss several days or you don't do it on weekends and such, you're really kind of wasting your money. You know, you're not getting the best benefits to why you were using creatine, you know, for your ultimate energy source.
The other trick that I notice is that people produce creatine products and they put caffeine in it, and that's because you can feel caffeine, so you immediately think the creatine is working, but it's really the caffeine. You could just have a cup of coffee and do the same thing.
Well, and that's what really we were talking about, you know, pre-workouts. I mean, all pre-workout products. Are you still off caffeine?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so, you know, all pre-workout products contain caffeine. I mean, that is what it makes a pre-workout product. You know, people like that caffeine. So a lot of people who are using products, you know, now a lot of the pre-workouts are down to 5 or 6 ingredients, you know, 300 milligrams of caffeine, and everything else is a proprietary blend. And you normally will see some creatine, some arginine, some citrulline source in there. Again, you know, we like those products because we feel it. We feel the caffeine, but you're not getting all the benefits of what you would want creatine for. So again, you know, it's fine that it's in there, but don't count that as your creatine product. You know, you want to add a standalone product, and don't use one that has a whole bunch in there. You know, what is there to hide? And most of them too, Carl, as you notice, that they're all proprietary blends. They don't tell you how much of each one is actually in there. And you wonder sometimes if they're all really even in there, because some of them I've never even heard of.
Proprietary blends are referred to as fairy dust within the industry, because that, it's like you don't really know what's in there. But I'll tell you something interesting. In 2008, there was a really well-done study published that showed that caffeine consumption reduces creatine monohydrate uptake and storage in muscle. So wouldn't it be contrary to the reason that you take creatine to stack it with caffeine?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you're looking for the best way, you know, you don't want to take creatine with caffeine. I mean, it's like you said, it contradicts the absorption aspect of that. So again, I like to just tell people to take your creatine by itself, and be consistent with it, you know, and be careful with, you know, the kind that we're using, you know.
Why don't we do this? You want to take a break, and when we come back, we want to go through the short list of the different creatine products out there. I mean, the different forms of creatine out there, and just kind of touch on them individually.
Sure.
Okay. Here, we're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbaline.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbaline.com/carbguide.
Imagine if there was an organic raw extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Now I want to see if you can rock my beat. Now all hip-hop beats go boom, boom, tap. So check this out. Button number one is boom, boom. And button number two is
I don't think we can wait long enough for button number one and button number two. Welcome back to Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. We're talking right now about different forms of creatine. So creatine monohydrate is the gold standard. It's the one that all the research has been done on, in soldiers' alertness, soldiers that had to stay up at night. They showed that creatine monohydrate improved alertness and helped ward off sleepiness, resolving stroke. There are studies out there that show improved cardiac function in people with congestive heart failure when supplementing with creatine. All those studies are done on creatine monohydrate. But there are so many other forms of creatine out there. That it's confusing, isn't it?
You know, there's a new one every week. So, I thought we'd take some time kind of discussing and busting some of the myths of these creatines. You know, one thing that you see in front of creatine monohydrate is micronized. And micronized is nothing more than milling that creatine down into a finer powder. It goes into solution. It doesn't do anything. I mean, I like the micronized creatine just because it's easier to work with from a manufacturing standpoint. Crealcline is micronized. You know, it's a 200 mesh. But the difference is, you know, micronized looks more like baby powder, and normal creatine looks like sugar.
Yeah.
But you put it in water, it's all the same purity. So micronized was nothing more than kind of a marketing ploy to really describe, you know, the mesh size. The next one that kind of came and went was creatine ethyl ester. You know, they made a lot of claims, Carl, as you had read several years ago.
Right.
But there was no research. A study then came out that actually showed that ethyl ester was really not very effective. It tasted terrible. It was really hydroscopic. You still see it out there, but again, it's not by itself. It's always in a mix of products, you know.
And it was very expensive.
It was. Another one that's still on the market, and we've touched on this one, is the good old creatine serums, huh?
I can't believe they're still on the market after knowing that they turned to creatinine right in the bottle on the shelf.
You know, I don't know. I mean, they're, I guess they're after that one-time user, but it resurfaced again, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me. You know, creatine is not stable in solution, so you can't make a serum, as they are indicated. It's nothing more than a liquid creatine. It's already proven that Crealcolin is the only stable form of liquid, so that's the only type of creatine monohydrate that you could actually use in a liquid, but you can't turn creatine into a serum. So that's kind of, again, another marketing scam.
Right.
Let's see. What are some of the other ones?
The other one that came out back in 2007, I want to say, was a conjugated creatine. And not mentioning any names, there's one company that sells this conjugated creatine, and apparently it's a creatine monohydrate bonded to, I want to say, an amino acid, almost like a chelate process that they claim allows you to microdose it and get better bioavailability. But I don't know that I don't know that there's any real. Let's put it this way: I don't know that there is the body of research on its efficacy that there is on monohydrate.
Well, absolutely. And what you got to remember is all of these creatines, in order to make them, you have to start with creatine monohydrate. So you don't just come up with, you don't synthesize creatine HCl or creatine citrate or creatine alpha-ketoglutarate or creatine ethyl ester. You have to take monohydrate and do something to it. Keep in mind, when you do that, you are lowering the percentage of creatine monohydrate. You're going from 99% pure down to 60 or 50. It's kind of like protein. You know, everyone is trying to get a higher protein. Why would you want, typically a whey protein is 80%. Why would you want to drink a whey protein that's only 50% protein?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense.
You just mentioned a bunch of creatines. They weren't talking about any of those at all?
You know what? I mean, I kind of ran through the creatine HCl is the one that's out there. And, you know, their claim to fame is that it goes into solution better.
Okay.
And they will take their powder, put it in solution and mix it up. And, you know, it's clear. But the thing about it is that they only recommend the same as Crealcolin, which is interesting, 1.5 grams per dose. All creatine monohydrate is water soluble at 1.5 grams. So is Crealcolin in 16 ounces of water. Uh-huh. They're claiming that, you know, when you saturate it something like, you know, 35, 40, 50 grams, that they are more water soluble than creatine monohydrate. But nobody uses that much. So it doesn't have any effect on, again, the absorption rate of it. Creatine citrate, you know, is out there, which is supposed to be creatine that's been bound to citric acid. But what happens is when you submit that creatine to that acid, you start to get creatinine. So again, high in creatinine levels. That's my big problem with all these.
You think that conversion to creatinine actually happens right in the bottle when it's sitting there?
Oh, absolutely. Because a lot of them are nothing more than just mixing, you know, malic acid or citric acid. You know, again, there isn't any science behind this. And, you know, companies are just buying it, you know, from China. There's no real standards to test it against, so all they do is they check the pH. They'll look for citric acid, they'll look for creatine, and guaranteed you're going to find, you know, a good high amount of creatinine, which you don't typically find in well-made creatine monohydrate. You know, the whole idea is to eliminate those byproducts that happen during the manufacturing because you've got water in that whole synthesis process.
And then there's the obvious issue about some of these powders. You have to use scoops. The attitude is more is better. But the reality is, as you pointed out, 1.5 grams every 3 hours is the ideal amount that the body can absorb. And why not take a creatine that's convenient in a capsule then? Because you don't need 5 grams every dose, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's kind of what happened with Crealcolin is when we first introduced it back in 2001, you know, because the dose was so small, I thought, you know, I'm tired of taking powders. Let's put it in a capsule. And it became, you know, the number one selling creatine because it was easy to use. So again, you know, creatine monohydrate is the best form. You know, beware of all these different mixes and different claims. But, you know, another thing I do hear is, well, if they aren't very good, why do they still work? Well, because you're still getting some creatine monohydrate in all these forms. Mm-hmm. You know, they aren't completely rubbish. They're just lowering the dose. So why pay more money to get less creatine.
Yeah, no, that makes a great point. And the other thing that I keep thinking about is creatine monohydrate may have some of its greatest benefits on the aging community. Cognitive improvements, heart function improvements, muscular improvements, now bone mineral uptake. And elderly people usually don't even eat enough every day. They're going to be reluctant to take a scooper of this and mix it into a protein drink or a glass of juice. It's easier for them to take a couple, three capsules and be done with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, I mean, creatine just isn't for, you know, athletes, as you said. You know, I'm seeing more and more people, you know, every year who are just want to be healthy. My dad is 83, and he's been on Kralklin for the last, since we came out with it, you know, the last 12 years, 13 years. He told his doctor he wasn't going to go off it because he feels better.
Did the doctor try to convince him to go off of it?
Oh, you know, he had some medication issues, and you know, of course, they want to take you off everything.
Right.
They adjusted his medications, which were causing his dizziness, and he said, "I'm going back on Kralklin." And of course, the guy's like, "Well, creatine's no good for you." And,
yeah.
You know,
it's bad for your kidneys. Right. Okay. Yeah.
He goes, "Well, my kidneys are fine, and guess what? You know what? I know where it's made, and I feel better, so I'm taking it."
If you're listening to this interview and you've never heard of Kralklin before, you can actually get a free sample by going to superhumanradio.com and looking down at the bottom right-hand corner of the front page for a banner that says "Ask the Scientist," which is a direct communications connections with Dr. Jeff, and just ask for a free sample of Kralklin. Remember to include your mailing address or you won't get it. But that puts everything to rest. That's another thing. I don't see anybody out there with creatine ethyl ester, creatine phosphate, creatine whatever, giving away the equivalent of how many doses do you give away as a free sample?
You know, we've been given about a five-day dose.
Okay, which, so five doses. I don't see anybody giving away five free doses of any of that stuff and going, "Here, try it, and if you really like it, buy it." You know what? If you don't put your money where your mouth is, you don't believe in your own product.
Well, you know what? That's what I learned a long time ago, Carl. You know, don't take my word for it. I could be the slickest sales guy, the most intelligent person, but you know what? Try it. Most everybody within the first dose feels something, and that's why we give you so many doses, is, you know, try it out before you go, you know, buy something and invest in some money. You should be able to try it. You know, I say in Montana, they say, "Don't buy a horse until you ride it." Well, don't try Kralklin until you try it.
Real quick.
Don't take your word for it.
Real quick, I want to go just a couple minutes over. Why do you think people, who are depleted on creatine in muscle and obviously brain function and so on, you think they're the ones that feel it when they first take it?
No, most people, you know, don't use a creatine. So, you know, when you're using these creatines that are mixed with caffeine and what have you, you don't really know what creatine is supposed to do. But when you get a creatine that is absorbed into your system, the first thing you do, I mean, you're more mentally alert. You have more energy. Yeah. You feel better. I mean, one dose, you know, for most people. And then after a couple of days, you've gone to the gym, you've had one of the best workouts, better pumps, recuperation, recovery. But essentially, they're probably depleted in creatine stores.
If I take Kralklin three times a day, in the morning, post-workout, and later in the day. So a couple days ago, I took a dose and didn't realize, because it doesn't get dark out here until like 9:30 right now, 9 o'clock. I took a dose at 8 o'clock. And usually I read before bed. I couldn't fall asleep. And I know the only thing that I did differently was I took the Kralklin too close to bed, which tells me that it's really doing something.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that is your fuel. It's kind of like, you know, eating sugar or something. I mean, you know, your body gets a little bit excess. It needs to burn it, you know, because you can only store so much. So it will start burning that creatine. And yeah, you know, could keep awake. Some people, you know, again, work out at night like myself. It doesn't bother me. I sleep like a baby, where other people, you know, might be more sensitive. So,
well, it's funny because today, the second half hour of this first hour, I will be lecturing on why it's a good idea to train first thing in the morning. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by a scientist who's going to talk about the therapeutic benefits of intermittent fasting. Dr. Jeff, as always, thank you for being on the show today, and thank you for being a sponsor of Superhuman Radio.
You're welcome. Take care, everybody.
Talk soon. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to make my strongest plea to try to convince you why you should change your schedule and start training first thing in the morning. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's
it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Later in the show, Dr. Benjamin Horn joins us to talk about the therapeutic benefits of intermittent fasting. So I was at the gym a couple days ago, and a good friend of mine, Bruce Krug, he owns a handful of these 24-hour fitness places. And we were training, and he and I trained early in the morning. And he said, you know, I belong to this entrepreneurial newsletter, he said, and I got this this newsletter the other day, and basically the newsletter said, you know, 10 reasons why you're more successful as an entrepreneur if you exercise. And they went on to say about how it increases your focus and teaches you to learn to set achievable goals, right? Which it does, especially if you, you know, if you're lifting, builds confidence. It teaches you to push through, resistance in business because, you know, you learn to deal with pain and discomfort and push through it. It teaches people a concrete method of measuring progress. And it also instills a sense of feeling proud. And it goes on and on. It gives all these reasons why entrepreneurs should be performing exercise, a progressive resistance type training and exercise to benefit their business skills, their business life, and their business success. And, you know, I said, you know, I'm well aware of this, Bruce. I said, you know, in 2008, a study was published by marketresearch.com called The Fit Consumers in the U.S., Tapping into the Active Lifestyle of Sports and Fitness Participants. Now, this study was published for businesses to make them understand the psychographics of those of us in the superhuman nation, quite frankly. So the study went on to say that they did a detailed analysis of the attitudes and behaviors of fit consumers who were defined as some 50 million adult Americans who exercise at least three times a week and participate in at least one sport every chance they get. Could be tennis, could be golf, could be dodgeball. Fit consumers are highly affluent and represent an attractive target not only for marketers of products and services tied directly to their active lifestyles, such as fitness equipment, health clubs, sporting goods, athletic shoes, outerwear, vitamins, and supplements. Fit consumers are also more likely to go shopping frequently, both at malls and online, buy new cars, own mutual funds, travel extensively, pamper themselves with a wide range of personal care products, and keep up with the latest consumer electronics products. I don't know about you, but they just listed the most affluent subcategory of Americans. With an aggregate household income of, ready for this, $2.2 trillion. With a T, folks. Fit consumers represent a unique and fast-growing segment of the American consumer economy. Now, one of the interesting things that they discovered about fit consumers is there's three categories. There's the wannabe fit consumer, the fit consumer, and the extreme fit consumer. The wannabe fit consumer feels that they believe that exercising three or more times a week is important, but they're not there yet. They're working towards it, but they're not there yet. The fit consumer is in fact exercising three or more times a week. They're there, and then the extreme fit consumer is exercising more than three times a week regularly. So they discovered something very interesting about these three categories of people. It's worth understanding. While 49.7 million Americans fall into the fit consumer category, they are comprised of 23%. They make up 23% of the adult population in the United States. There are 18 million extreme fit consumers who account for 8.4% of the adult population and 36.2% of all fit consumers. Wannabe fit consumers total 31.7 million, a larger percentage, obviously, or 14.8% of the adult population and 63% of all fit consumers. So there's a pretty large group of wannabe fit consumers. They know they should be training more, but they're just not doing it for whatever reason. And that's the second part of this discussion. But here's the thing that was amazing. Fit consumers are exceptionally affluent. Fit consumer households are much more affluent than other consumer households in the U.S. For example, 12% of fit consumer households have an income of $96,913 a year, compared to only 6% of other consumer households falling into that category. The average, fit consumers in the extreme fit consumer category have even more household income at their disposal. The average household income of the extreme fit consumer was $150,000 a year. In contrast, the wannabe fit consumers have a household income of $81,000 a year, and other consumers have an average household income of just $64,000. So no matter where you fall into the fit consumer categories, whether you're a wannabe, a fit consumer, or an extreme fit consumer, you make more than the average American household. However, the extreme fit consumers made more than the fit consumers, and the fit consumers made more than the wannabe fit consumers. So the extreme fit consumers were considered anybody who went to the gym more than three times a week, averaging five or more times a week, as compared to the fit consumers that went three times a week. Now, we can sit here and argue all day long about the chicken and the egg. Do people who train more often tend to be more successful, or does training more often teach you the tenets of being more successful? I think it's the latter. I think it's the latter. And I think that it's important that people start considering training first thing in the morning. Now that we've set this up for the benefits of the type of things that we do in this audience, let me take a quick commercial break and tell you why I think you should start training first thing in the morning, even if you have to rearrange your day. Sit tight and listen.
The best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
DJ. DJ Hero. Hero.
Welcome back. Okay. So we understand the benefits of progressive resistance training. It teaches discipline. It teaches goal setting. It teaches things that can be applied to other areas of the life and makes you a more successful person. So why train first thing in the morning? Exactly for that reason. You know, you can actually set the stage for your day by training first thing in the morning. Numerous studies have shown that exercise makes people feel happier. In fact, in several well-done studies where they compared placebo or actual SSRIs and exercise in individuals with major depressive disorder, exercise always wins. There was one study we talked about, I want to say back in 2010, that gave medication, exercise, or exercise and medication together. The two groups that got medication only or medication and exercise had a 31% depression returned rate compared to only 9% of the individuals given just exercise after 6 months. So training first thing in the morning sets the stage for the day. People are always looking for a way. Well, you know, you could, the day is whatever you make it. Make it a good day. You want to make it a good day? Get up first thing in the morning and train. I don't care if it's walking. I don't care if it's going to the gym, whatever level of fitness you're at, but make sure that it's a combination of progressive and progressive resistance exercise. Walk further, walk faster, or lift more, lift heavier. But make sure that there's a progressive element to it, or you're not teaching yourself goal setting, that's going to translate into other areas of your life. The other reason that you should train first thing in the morning is because willpower is at its highest in the morning. Willpower is not an infinite commodity. As you go on through the day and you meet challenges and challenges and challenges, your willpower starts to run out. It's a chemical function in the brain. Just like muscles become fatigued, your ability to resist and make good decisions becomes fatigued as well. If you say, oh, I'm going to train later, chances are you won't. Or if you do, you won't have the energy to really train hard. And if you really train hard, you're going to see more benefits the rest of the day about feeling better. You'll eat. How many people in the audience, raise your hand, on your off days, you're not as strict about how well you eat and taking your supplements and getting to sleep as early. The days you train, you eat right, you supplement right, you get to sleep early. It just falls in place. It's not like you even have to make the decision. The decision is made for you. I know I'm that way. So make it a goal, especially that the kids are going back to school soon. You probably have to drive them to school in the morning to start training first thing in the morning. Now, to stack the odds in your favor, some considerations need to be made to make sure that you actually can achieve this goal, especially if you've been training later in the day. First thing you have to understand, it's going to take 2 to 4 weeks to feel as strong in the morning physically as you do later in the day, because now you're challenging your body at a different time, number one. But here are the things that you could do to ensure that you will get up and train in the morning. First of all, lay out your clothes and set up your gym bag the night before you go to bed. Do it. Because if you say, oh, I'll just get up a little early tomorrow morning and do it. No, that's going to be a snag. You're not going to do it. Write down your training plan the night before. Even if it's just get up in the morning and walk for a half hour, write it down. If you take the time to write it down, it's more of a commitment. If you don't already have an MP3 player, get one. Load some new music on it, something motivational, music that you like that really jazzes you, and you'll anticipate being able to listen to that music in the morning when you train. Enlist a workout buddy. Find somebody else within your circle who feels the same way you do, who thinks, you know, I really would like to do something to step up my game, to be more productive, to be more successful, to feel better, to look better, and I want to train in the morning with you. Find that person. Ease into it, because like I said before, it takes about 2 weeks for your body to become acclimated to applying all of that energy first thing in the morning, but it will happen and you will find that you're stronger in the morning than later in the day. So ease into it and make sure you leave something for the next week and the next week in order to keep pushing your goals higher and higher. Don't get on the computer first thing in the morning. Don't get on the computer first thing in the morning. I'm repeating it for a reason. Don't get up and sit down and go, okay, I'm going to go for a walk, but let me just check Facebook. Let me check my email. Don't do it. Make getting out of the house and walking for 20 minutes, if that's what your goal is for that morning, or driving to the gym, if that is your goal that morning, make that the most important thing. Because everything on the computer will be there when you get back. There's a phenomenon that I've noticed. I get sleepy if I get out of bed and get on the computer first thing in the morning. I notice that I get tired. Where I woke up and I'm excited about getting out of the house, but then I go, oh, let me just check my email. Now let me check this. Now let me check that. And next thing I know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, I don't even feel like going to the gym now. Don't get on the computer first thing in the morning. If you look in the mirror at any time of the day and think to yourself, I wish I felt better, then you need to try training first thing in the morning. Because if you start training first thing in the morning, you will feel better for the rest of the day. If you wake up and you're exhausted and you think to yourself, I can't believe that I'm going to do this right now, do it, because I got news for you. When you're done, you'll have a lot of energy. You won't even need a cup of coffee. You'll be able to attack the day. And let me tell you something else. If you train first thing in the morning and you're doing resistance training with the goal of adding muscle, then you can eat every 3 hours for the rest of the day and feed those gains. We've talked about how important nutrition is to the building muscle phenomenon. Well, how spot on could your nutrition be if you train at 6 o'clock at night? What are you going to do? Have one, two meals before bed and go to sleep? But if you train first thing in the morning, you can have four or five meals before you even get home from work. If you think to yourself, oh my gosh, I would have to get up and in the gym at 6 a.m. in the morning, do it. You will be amazed on the number of people that are in the gym at 6 a.m. in the morning, just like you. You'll be part of an elite group of people who make it their priority. Oh, I got to be at work at 8:30. I'd have to be in the gym at 6 a.m. That means I'd have to leave the house at 5:30. Do it. Just go to sleep earlier the night before. Give yourself that 2 weeks to fall into that groove. Start doing that. Tell your loved ones what your goals are. So your spouse doesn't feel like, oh, you usually stay up and watch Jimmy Kimmel with me. Now you're going to bed at 9 o'clock. What's going on? Say, look, I'm going to try this experiment. I need your support. I don't need any obstacles. I'm already my own obstacle. I want to start training first thing in the morning. When they see how your attitude changes, when the people at work see that you're getting more done in less time, when you see that you're achieving the goals that you want to achieve with ease, because all those things have been proven to happen just with exercise alone. Now you're doing it first thing in the morning and setting up the whole day for yourself to thrive. You know what your spouse is going to say? I think I'm going to start getting up in the morning and going to the gym with you. But don't just start doing it like you're a roommate and you don't have to tell anybody, because then you're setting yourself up for failure because you're going to get resistance. What do you mean you're going to bed early? What's going on with you? What are you doing? What's this all about? Sit down and talk to them and say, look, I need your support. I'm going to try something for the next couple weeks. I'm going to be going to bed at 9 o'clock. Accommodations have to be made to do that. Hey, when you get in bed, please, you know, don't turn the light on. Or get yourself some blinders to cover your eyes so the light doesn't bother you. Be considerate of your spouse so that they can still do their routine without interrupting your new routine. All of this planning must be taken into account to ensure that you will get up. And if you get up in the morning and you start talking yourself out of going to the gym, just say, okay, I don't have to go, but let me get my gym clothes on. I laid them out already. Once you got your gym clothes on, say, you know what? I really don't have to even train, but I'm going to get in the car and drive to the parking lot. If I get there and I feel like crap, I'm just going to drive home. Trust me, once you're in the parking lot, you'll walk into the gym. Do it in small bites those first couple weeks to get yourself there and get the job done. I promise you, I've been training in the morning. I don't remember how long now. I used to train late in the day, but I feel so good. I've talked about it on the show. You've heard me say it. I walk into the gym feeling like crap. I walk out feeling like King Kong. The rest of the day, I feel like King Kong. That's wonderful. I don't know if more successful people gravitate towards training. I don't know if training builds more successful people. I don't care. All I know is we are part of a very, very unique and elite group of the population. And you can exploit that to its max by training first thing in the morning. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the therapeutic benefits of intermittent fasting. Stay tuned.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince. since 1935.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Guest is not answering. Still trying to get him on the phone. We have to end the show now. Well, guess what? You're all dismissed early today because I don't have a second guest after all. Oh, I love when that happens. Anyway, okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to say goodbye. We will get Dr. Ben Horn rescheduled for a later date. This is an important discussion on the therapeutic benefits of intermittent fasting. Thanks to Dr. Jeff Galini today for his discussion on creatine. And of course, I hope you will consider training first thing in the morning. I have a feeling that it will benefit you greatly if you give it a little time to take effect. And tomorrow's Thursday, we will have an episode of Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik then. Thank you for listening today. Sorry for the lack of second interview. We'll see you tomorrow.